Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
The only persons to whom I am irreplaceable are my husband and children. I am my kids' only mom, and I'm my husband's only wife, and it is my great blessing to be able to serve them.
The United States is not and never will be at war with Islam. Bin Laden was not a Muslim leader. He was a mass murderer of Muslims.
For as much as William and Catherine have consented together in holy wedlock, I pronounce that they be man and wife together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
If you were going to church to learn practical tips for healthy living, I'll tell you what St. Paul said. If we are to hope for Christ only in this world, then we are to be the most pitied of all men.
Homeschool families love Issues, etc. We have issues.
Well, it's kind of an on-again, off-again, on-again story when it comes to federal funding for embryonic stem cell research. The legal reasoning that led U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth almost a year ago to halt federal funding for embryonic stem cell research was that he said it violated or appeared to violate a 15-year-old congressional ban on using federal money for research, in which embryos are destroyed. Well, is that what was actually being funded? Was that sound legal reasoning? Of course, a federal appeals court has recently ruled in favor of federal funding for embryonic stem cell research, basically opening again the tap of federal funding or allowing it to continue for embryonic stem cell research. We'll sort all this out with Wesley Smith of the Discovery Institute here for the first few minutes of this hour of Issues Etc. We're coming to you live this Monday afternoon. It's May the 9th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. After our conversation with Wesley, Dr. Joel Heck will join us for the first of a four-part weekly series on creation. We'll talk about the creation account according to Genesis 1. Does it in any way support Darwinian evolution? Does it in any way support the old earth creationist viewpoint? Dr. Joel Heck, author of our Issues Etc., Book of the Month for May, In the Beginning, God, Creation from God's Perspective, in about 15 minutes here on Issues Etc. You can join us for the next hour, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or visit our Facebook fan page for questions and comments on the creation account, facebook.com/issuesetc. Wesley Smith is Senior Fellow for the Discovery Institute Center on Human Exceptionalism. He's an attorney for the International Task Force on Euthanasia and Assisted Suicide, and he's author of several books, including Culture of Death, The Assault on Medical Ethics in America, and his latest publication, A Rat is a Pig, is a Dog, is a Boy, The Human Cost of the Animal Rights Movement. Wesley, welcome back.
Hey, Todd, how are you?
Very well. Speak to this as an attorney. When last year, U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth said, look, we need to at least temporarily halt federal funding for embryonic stem cell research, he said it appeared to violate his 15-year-old congressional ban on using federal money for research in which embryos are destroyed. Was he right to do so legally? Was that a sound decision?
I wish I were the judge. Yes, I think it was the right decision, because what he did is he used accurate biology and applied the law as written rather than allowing sophistry or utilitarian kind of means and ends thinking to get in the way. Let me set the stage. Before embryonic stem cells were discovered in humans, they've been known in mice for a long time, the Congress passed something called the Wicker-Dickey Amendment, usually called the Dickey Amendment today. And the Dickey Amendment says that federal money cannot be used to create embryos for the purposes of research or for the research that destroys embryos. When the first embryonic stem cell lines were derived back in 1998, President Clinton wanted to fund embryonic stem cell research, but the Dickey Amendment seemed to get in the way. So Clinton found a very Clintonian, if you will, way around that prohibition. he said, we will not pay to destroy the embryos in terms of federal dollars. Once that is paid for with private money, we will then federally fund the stem cell research on the stem cell lines that result from that destruction. That never got into place because President Bush took over. He immediately suspended that ruling. And as you know, because we've talked about it many times on your show, he put in a different executive order about embryonic stem cell research funding, which actually may have violated the Dickey Amendment as well, but was an attempt to get in, at least through the spirit of it. He said, we will do federal funding of embryonic stem cell research on all stem cell lines already in existence on August 9th, 2001. The point being, we will not fund embryos will not be destroyed in anticipation of getting research money, as would have been the case under Clinton. That stayed for 8 years, and then President Obama returned to a far closer to the Bill Clinton approach. Judge Lamberth, I don't mean to belabor this, but Judge Lamberth said, wait a second, you cannot take the destruction of the embryos and the subsequent research on the products derived from that destruction as if they were separate events. They are one event, and there, which is actually true biologically. An embryo is destroyed for the purpose of researching in embryonic stem cell research. And so Judge Lamberth said, we are going to treat this as what it is, one transaction, and therefore the law as written precludes funding, and I'm issuing an injunction. That injunction was stayed, which was pretty well expected. Things usually are in that kind of thing. And now the Court of Appeals has said, no, we are returning this to you. Now, that does not end the case. It just said, because Lamberth said there is no possible legal argument based on these facts, and the Court of Appeals, 2-1, and the one minority agreed with Lamberth, has returned it to him for further proceedings, meaning there will now be a factual determination, potentially a trial, or it can be held on the pleadings, and we will go further with that. Now, what's very interesting, people will say, well, Judge Lamberth is in the tank. You know, he was appointed by, I believe, Ronald Reagan, but I could be wrong about that, but a Republican president. But the interesting thing is when this case first came to him, and I know one of the plaintiffs, Teresa Drescher, who is an adult stem cell researcher, and they are saying, she and a fellow who, Shirley is his name, Dr. Shirley, are saying, look, because you are putting money that does not belong into embryonic stem cell research, it's illegal, that is diverting money from legal research that the federal government could be funding, which is adult stem cell research. I lost my train of thought. I'm getting too lawyerly. Yeah. I'm telling too many facts. But what is really going on here is whether or not we will follow the biology and the law. Oh, Judge Lamberth tried to dismiss the case. He said that Dr. Drescher and Shirley did not have legal standing, meaning they were not being injured. The Court of Appeals overturned his attempt to dismiss the case. He then had to take the case, and he issued that conclusion. So he is not in the tank. I think he is following a very restrained and, I think, legally appropriate approach to this case.
So as far as we can tell, at least as it stands right now, President Obama's administration wishes to somehow nuance, or it looks to me, in layman's terms, find a loophole in this amendment to say
that's what they're doing. And it's very interesting, especially in highly political cases. Often what you try to do is give a judge a legal hook or a fact hook that he or she can hang their political hat on. And this is one of the most highly politicized issues facing jurisprudence. And I really do believe that the idea that we can separate the destruction of the embryo, which is privately financed, in anticipation of publicly financing the embryonic stem cell research is sophistry, and it is a loophole, as you so well put it, to try to get around the Dickey Amendment. Now, What might happen in the future? Number one, the Dickey Amendment has to be passed each year. It is not statutory law. It is part of the budgetary process, just like the Hyde Amendment that precludes federal funding of abortion and Medicaid. If the Congress does not pass the Dickey Amendment again, and it has been passed since it has been passed every year since 1996, including signed, passed by Democratic Congresses and signed by President Obama. If the current Congress doesn't pass that, or President Obama refuses to sign that law, this case will be mooted out, because if the Dickey Amendment does not survive each year, there is no case, because it's based on the Dickey Amendment.
Okay.
Or Congress could pass a law saying, we are maintaining the Dickey Amendment, however, it does not apply to embryonic stem cell research, which would moot the case. Or Congress could say, yes, we intend that the Dickey Amendment not fund embryonic stem cell research, but that probably won't happen, because even while President Bush was in power, Congress twice tried to overturn his policy, but could not sustain a veto, could not overturn a veto, I mean. So this thing is all up in the air, and it is also being mimicked, this very controversy, in Europe. A European magistrate for the European courts.
About 30 seconds here.
Has ruled that, as Judge Lamberth did, you cannot separate the destruction of the embryo from the research, and therefore, based on European law, embryonic stem cell research is not patentable. And that's the same big fight they're having now in Europe over whether it's the research or whether it's the destruction that we're having here over the NIH funding.
Folks, you'll find a link to Wesley Smith's blog under the Listen on Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Wesley Smith is a senior fellow for the Discovery Institute's Center on Human Exceptionalism, an attorney for the International Task Force on Euthanasia and Assisted Suicide, author of several books, including Culture of Death, The Assault on Medical Ethics in America, and his latest publication, A Rat is a Pig, is a Dog, is a Boy, The Cost, the Human Cost of the Animal Rights Movement. Wesley, thank you very much.
Thanks, Todd. Good talking to you again.
When we come back, we're going to begin a four-part weekly series on creation. Today, creation according to Genesis 1. Does it support an old earth creation or even Darwinism? Dr. Joel Heck will be our guest right after this. Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly, issuesetc.org. Stay connected, issuesetc.org.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.